From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting a suicide bombing Sunday in Baghdad killed more than 100 people and has wounded scores. It was the most deadly attack in the Iraqi capital this year. The Islamic State group has claimed responsibility for the blast in the Qurrata district, saying Shiites were targeted. Kuwaiti officials say they have arrested five Islamic State militants who had been planning attacks. They say the group was planning an attack on a Shiite mosque in the predominantly Sunni nation. Reuters reports that Kuwaiti government officials believe the militants were planning assaults on three targets. Bangladesh is observing 2 days of mourning after Islamist militants killed 20 hostages and two police officers during an 11-hour siege at a Dhaka restaurant. The Islamic State group has claimed responsibility for the attack, but government officials deny IS involvement. Home Minister Asaduzzaman Khan said the attackers were members of a homegrown militant group.
All are our homegrown, our national. It is not from other countries. It is all our national, our people.
Reuters news agency also quotes National Police Chief Shahidul Haq as saying, the seven militants were all Bangladeshis, and that authorities had tried to arrest five of them in the past. U.S. Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton met with Federal Bureau of Investigation officials on Saturday to talk about her use of private email server while she was Secretary of State. The approximately 3.5-hour interview took place at FBI headquarters in Washington. Officials are expected to conclude their investigation soon, but legal experts say they do not expect any criminal charges to be filed against Clinton. This is VOA News. The team investigating the May 19th crash of an Egypt Air jet said it expects audio will be obtained from the plane's damaged cockpit voice recorder. Authorities hope the recordings will shed light on what caused Flight M804 to crash into the Mediterranean Sea, killing all 66 people aboard. The plane's flight data recorders indicate that there was some smoke in the plane's laboratory and on some of its electronic equipment. The cockpit voice recorder was recovered in June. It was sent to Paris for repairs. An investigating team said the recorder's memory chips were not damaged. Hundreds of people carrying Turkish flags marched Sunday to Joseph's Square in Vienna's Palace Courtyard. The marchers were protesting last week's attack on an Istanbul airport, accusing parts of the Austrian government of supporting militants in the Kurdistan Workers' Party. Praise for the life of Holocaust survivor and Nobel Peace Prize winner Elie Wiesel is being heard from around the world. Wiesel died Saturday at the age of 87.
There's no doubt that he's one of the great figures of this century.
He was just the kindest, gentlest, sweetest, most caring person.
To be able to confront God and argue with what has happened and at the same time remain involved in Jewish life is something that I admire tremendously in him.
The Romanian-born Wiesel was shipped off to the Auschwitz concentration camp in 1944, along with most of his immediate family. His parents and sister were killed there, but Wiesel survived. His memoir, Night, was published in 1958. A teenage tourist severely injured his foot Sunday when he accidentally stepped on an explosive device while visiting New York's Central Park. Police said the explosive device was homemade, probably a crude firework. There is no evidence that the explosion was related to terrorism. Australians may have to wait for a while to find out who will be in charge of their next government. Results from Saturday's election are still too close to call. The Election Commission says it planned to focus on a large number of mail-in, absentee, interstate, and early votes that have yet to be counted. Final results are not expected for several days. Flash floods caused by heavy monsoon rains have killed at least 30 people in a remote part of northern Pakistan. Local officials in Chitral say floods have washed away a mosque and several houses. Search and rescue operations are underway for people missing in the area, giving rise to fears that the final death toll might increase. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.